Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden, Jennifer Warren, Molly Page, Ken Kessler.
Well, that's good, huh? I like the way that ends on the up, the high.
It sounded end. Like Oprah.
Ken Kessler.
A new car.
Oprah. What a new car.
Awesome.
There are people who are interested in life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. Isn't that really what we all want? Doesn't make any difference whether you're older or younger, whether you're rich or poor, whether you are a man or a woman. You want to be happy. And that requires that you understand what's going on in your life. I'm going to introduce you to somebody in a few minutes who has started something called the School for Men. I'm wondering if the women here will want to know if there's a school for women. When you find out what it's about, then you can ask the question. All right, ladies? So I guess part of me and where I am and what I think about in my life, you hear me. I don't hide much from the audience. I think that's part of being authentic, is the people who listen to me every day and listen to us every day and have for years, they pretty much know who I am. And so when this survey came out about American workers, 82% of whom say they expect to keep working well past the age of 65 or maybe not retire at all, I thought of me and the other people who are like me. Well, then I found out there aren't a lot of people like me. That's good or bad. I don't ever expect to retire. I don't think that there's any value to it. That's just my way of looking at it. So I wasn't surprised to see this across all ages. This survey went from the millennials to the people who are baby boomers. Many workers are concerned they'll be unable to save enough to last, so they figure they have to keep producing, keep working, because they'll outlive their investments, outlive their savings. That's the top concern for 44% of the respondents to this survey. One-third of all workers believe their standard of living will diminish once they stop working, and they don't want to have that happen, so they don't want to stop working. I understand that completely. That's not the reason for me. Well, it might be to a point, but I don't work to make money. And I'm just kind of realizing it now. And I'm going to talk to Mike Rostowski, who is the fellow who runs the School for Men, in a minute about that. But in general, this survey suggests something that pretty much all of us know. We have parents, or maybe you're there at that age. But I don't think my reason for wanting to keep going is because I really feel like I'm effective. I feel like I want to do this. It's not that I need to, but maybe I do need to. Maybe more for me than for you. But the survey is very, very telling, I thought. And Brother Richie, you think about it this way. I guess all of Jennifer, you're the youngest person here. You see your father working. He's my age. We are colleagues and friends. And I wouldn't expect him to stop.
No, you will not stop.
No, I don't. And I don't think he. I think
he would like to. He says he thinks he'd like to stop and just do. Well, he'd like to go on an abbreviated schedule and continue hosting
maybe.
The show that he hosts and travel around.
Yeah,
a little.
I think that's what we all want.
Well,
to do.
Well, I'm going to do that. Sure. I will do that later this year. I'm going to start doing more of that. But there still is this great, the residual feeling you get from accomplishing stuff. But that's just me and my personality. Richie, you get to that age? What are you going to feel?
I will feel the need to still do something always.
Yeah.
But like Jennifer's dad, on an abbreviated schedule, I might want to take 2 months a year off.
Mm.
I may only want to work, you know, 4 or 5 hours a day, 3 hours a day.
Kind of like what you do now.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
You just cut it down a couple hours.
Yeah.
So not a whole lot different than what I do. No, but I mean, you know, my wife owns a condo on the beach in Colombia. I'd like to go spend 3 months there in the winter and just do stuff like that. So, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
The thing that I hate to say, you know, my mom is actually retiring this year. She keeps, what I call her every morning and she goes, 23 days left.
23 days
left. No, it's because, you know, she's doing it at an age where she's still young enough to have a new chapter in her life. So what I hate to see is people that work, and that's all they do. Their whole life is just about working. And then the minute they quit, they die or they just melt away or wither away. It excites me when someone like my mom, who was a teacher for 30 years, says, okay, I'm done with teaching. I've done it for 30 years. I got this. I know how to do it. I've impacted people's life. Now it's time for me to focus on some other stuff. Maybe I'm going to write a book. Maybe I'm going to travel. Maybe I'm going to go into tutoring, you know, all these different things. So I think retiring doesn't necessarily have to mean it
just
to everybody.
On your butt in the lounge,
right. It means it could be a new, I like to see when people retire, and I'm putting that in air quotes, but you can't see me doing that. When they're still young enough to start a new chapter and discover something newer, a new passion. That's
it's
exciting.
Funny. I watched my aunt and uncle, and they retired and moved closer to the beach here in the mid-Atlantic. And they have all new things going on in life. My aunt learned how to paint, and she's a member of these clubs, and my uncle plays golf 3-4 times a week, and all of his buddies. And it's like a whole new part of their life, and they're learning new things about themselves, and it's really fun to see.
Yeah. All right. So with that in mind, let's talk about men as they are and as they age. That'll be one of the things. We're going to spend some time this hour with a focus on men and how they relate to each other, how they relate to women, how husbands relate to wives. Mike Krestowski is the founder of the School for Men. We'll meet him in a minute here on Good Day. Ladies and gentlemen, I have some amazing news for you. You can get ready for the warmer weather with a thicker, fuller head of hair. If your hair is still thinning and there's more hair on the brush than there is on your head, then you need to pick up the phone and call 800-525-8319 and order Provia. Provia is the first natural hair thinning treatment from Chamonix, shown to work on the three main causes of hair thinning. It works safely and without any harmful side effects. Results are guaranteed or you get your money back. Provia works for men and women, safe on colored or treated hair. Call 800-525-8319 to get the pores clean and to have the hair under your scalp start growing again. For a limited time, order now, mention Doug Steffen, and get their powerful super concentrate for faster, more visible results, absolutely free. The number for Provia again is 800-525-8319. Order now and upgrade to priority shipping. 800-525-8319. Order Provia today.
Don't be a wantrepreneur. If you're ready to become an entrepreneur, Benetrans Financial can help. Benetrans' proven and innovative funding strategies help real entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically so you can finally purchase that business of your dreams. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrans.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrans Financial, funding for the life of your business.
There may have never been a roaring 20s, not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4 liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
Are you living with pain? So was Lisa, a brave Marine wounded in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers. I tried 1 hour pain relief, and now I'm pain-free all day without dangerous side effects. And it works in less than 1 hour.
Try it free for 1 week and pay only the shipping with no automatic shipments. Call 800-500-1061 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-500-1061. 800-500-1061.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need, right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
16 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Richie and Kenny will pay note, but I want Molly and Jennifer also to take note of the conversation with Mike Krustowski, who is the founder of the School for Men. This is a fascinating, and I was saying this a few minutes ago, Mike, whether you were listening or not. We don't know each other too well yet, but we're getting to know each other. I found this is an experiment for me, frankly, and I, as I say, there's not much about what goes on in my life the audience doesn't find out about in one way or another. And because I think the best way of encapsulating it is that I have issues. Richie is happy to say, yeah,
I'm
he's got issues.
Yeah. Well, we
do you see how we have remained quiet?
Yes, yeah, it's wonderful, Jennifer. Thank you.
No problem.
I do have issues, and I have been searching around for a way to learn about what it is that I can do to deal with my issues. And I discovered the School for Men. And I guess maybe the name even is what got me, Mike, as much as anything else. How did you come by the urge to create this? What was going on with you?
Yeah, well, first of all, thanks for having me, Doug. And second of all, thanks for admitting that you have issues, because I have issues too. and I think that's one of the biggest problems is, especially for men, is that there's these societal myths that really kind of keep us playing small and sort of have us trapped in the man box. And, you know, some of these myths are myths like real men don't ask for help, or big boys don't cry, or, you know, it's like I'm not good enough for that. Just these little sort of insidious myths that you know oftentimes keep a man from developing deeper connections with women, or deeper connections with other men. My super short story is I was working a corporate job in human resources. I was on the traditional path my entire life, you know, went to college, worked for 5 years, got my MBA, working this corporate HR job, and my mom passed away unexpectedly when I was 30, about 4 years ago, and that just totally just like woke me up to the realness of my life, and it was the first time that I really experienced death, and after that, just my life has never been the same. I left my corporate job 6 months later, sold everything that I owned, lived out of a suitcase for 2.5 years, and just traveled the world, and worked with some really amazing teachers, and started, you know, hosting meetups for entrepreneurs, and just my life just became really awesome in a short period of time. But the big thing that I noticed was as I traveled, as I held, you know, happy hours and meetups for entrepreneurs, and really got into the scene of like internet marketing, which is the space that I work in now, I heard a lot of the same things all the time from men. You know, things like, man, I just don't really, you know, have any real friends anymore. Or, you know, a man would tell me, you know, something that he was either ashamed of or sort of afraid to share, and he'd say, wow, I'd never share that to, you know, I've never told that to anyone before. And the more that I, you know, really got deep with men, the more that I realized that a lot of men are out there just kind of suffering in isolation, and it's really not because of their fault, but just these, you know, these societal norms, like
I love that you're doing this, because one of my things in life is that we've done such a great job empowering women that we've forgotten how to raise boys now. I think what you're doing is a great way to help men find their place.
21 after. Mike Krustowski is here from the School for Men on Good Day.
Did know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
In the hour, we focus on music, so I thought it would be kind of cool if we went back to this week in 1989 for the top five songs, starting with Bon Jovi, I'll Be There For You. Crank that up, Kara, for a second, will you? Number five this week in 1989. All right, so who remembers what about this song?
Sixth grade.
Sixth grade?
Yep.
Really? And what was going on with you in the sixth grade?
Oh, I was probably pressing on some boy.
In the sixth grade?
And I felt like kind of like a bad mamma jamma for liking this song because I was such a goody-goody.
Really?
And this stuff was, this was considered heavy metal, which is so funny. Yeah. Like Bon Jovi.
Really?
Yeah.
Right.
Song.
So,
and Roses, Def Leppard.
You know, the biggest problem with you is that you do come across as a goody-goody, and you really aren't.
Hey! I don't know if I'm offended or happy that you said that.
I think you should, you know, kind of pick your own poison.
Jen has her dark side.
She does have her dark side. That's correct.
Oh, right.
A fine line
guys.
Between naughty and nice.
That's very true. Number four, during this week in 1989, belonged to Tone Loc. How'd I do, Jennifer? Is that right?
Very good, yes.
Tone Loc.
During the break, definitely. Everybody
know.
Tone Loc.
I had pronunciation lessons during the break, right. Made sure I got Tone Loc right. Is he related to Suge?
No.
No relation to Suge?
No.
Tone Loc. Medina.
Yeah.
Your butt cannot stay still when the song comes on.
It has a mind of its own.
This is called Funky Cold Medina.
Yeah.
What does that mean to you?
Okay, I have to go get it.
It's right to the core of everything that's going on that's good with us, right? Why don't we, as long as I mentioned...
Funky Cold Medina was actually code for the date rape.
Yeah.
Oh, was it?
Well, it's kind of more like girly Viagra.
Yeah.
Right? That doesn't want to know anything.
I don't want to know anything.
This song could not fly if it were released today.
Flipping something in a girl's drink and then she wants to get it on.
Perfect. Wait a minute. Hold on, Kara. Before we go there, we need to update the status of Shug. What's going on with Shug?
Shug has a lot going on, Dougie. Yeah. First, he pleaded not guilty when he, backed over a person twice, like moved forward and then threw it in reverse and backed up. But he's not guilty, he says.
Number three this week in 1989, Roxette. I remember them, but I don't remember the song, I don't think.
Oh, this is great. Yeah, it was a hit.
What made it great?
It was a hit for Roxette. Listen to it.
Do I have to?
Come on, ready? Here's... We were too young to know that it's not really a good song.
Really?
Oh, I think it's great.
Really?
I liked it then, but now.
Okay, this one I can identify with. This is number two from this week in 1989. Fine Young Cannibals doing She Drives Me Crazy.
This song drives me crazy.
I
like this song.
I do too. And Madonna was the number one. Who doesn't remember Like a Prayer? You got it?
Remember the video?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow, was that controversial?
Yeah, most vivid video in my mind of Madonna.
This had nothing to do with the tin things that she wore. And that was before this, right? Remember that book that
she... Ambition actually came after this, I believe.
Oh, really? Well, yeah. The book that accompanied it that had the tin things? Remember that?
The book that she made?
Was that what it was?
That was right after this.
All right. Moms and dads.
But this one actually dealt with racism and religion.
That means the plumber can't go there either. 28 after on Good Day.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy, runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have those pesky bags and puffiness under your eyes, they've been there too long. Every time you look in the mirror, you're not happy. Do not wait another minute. Call 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell. GenuCell uses the power of plant stem cells to target the bags and the puffiness, the lines, the things around your eyes that you don't like. After a long time, these people perfected this formula. You're going to love it. GenuCell will help reduce the puffiness and lines around your eyes immediately. 800-543-9262. And guys, you can use it too. It works for both men and women. I underscore that because I use it all the time. Instant effect. See results overnight, guaranteed, or your money back. GenuCell. Get rid of the lines, the puffiness, the bags around your eyes. 800-543-9262. Order now, and the company will double the amount of GenuCell sent to you. Call 800-543-9262. 800-543-9262.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times bestselling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit CriticalHealthNews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes Lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to CriticalHealthNews.com. That's CriticalHealthNews.com.
Glasses on, it's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it. It's calling our name.
33 at the hour now, Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Did you hear me yesterday? You guys. Some of you guys could hear me, and some of you guys couldn't. So I was not exactly connected. I was taken back by something that was sent to me by somebody that I care about. And it focuses on what we are all about. And I like to, every once in a while, you hear me, some people call it inspiration. I don't know what to call words of wisdom, but think about this as you start your day today. All right, you ready?
Ready.
Ready. To get something you have never had, do something you have never done. Think about how that would waft around in your circle. To get something you have never had, do something you have never done. And see if you can apply that to something today that you want in your life. Can you? It's sort of a play on the old business of if you continue to repeat the same things over and over again and expect a different.
definition of insanity.
Right, exactly. So this is maybe just the opposite. To get something you've never had, do something that you've never done. Think about that. We're sort of on the air and off the air talking about this Texas shooter and his mother. What I want to start with, though, is thinking about the FBI fiddling and faddling around with this guy since 2006. What was it that attracted their attention in the first place? Anybody know? Investigators have been
he had made
on him.
He was with the. He had done something to catch the attention of the FBI.
Elton Simpson, his name. Yep.
He was convicted in 2011 of lying to FBI agents over his desire to join jihad in Somalia.
Convicted of lying about joining jihad. How do you do that?
All they have.
Well, he was under surveillance,
and he was making plans to leave the country to go over there, and he lied and said that he wasn't. Yeah.
So and, you know, he would have been well served if he had trained, because these two did a really stupid attack. I mean,
Nadir Sufi is his roommate. That was the other guy, hadn't been identified until recently. Nadir Sufi was his roommate. He was also killed. They had rifles, wearing body armor. And so the people
I don't get.
Got at him must have had pretty good aim. Yeah, what
how in the world? These guys tweeted 20 minutes before they went in, and it just shows you the mindset of these people that are on the extreme wing of this religion, or who are, I don't even like to tie the religion to these guys because they're just nutty extremists, but... When they do this for the fame and the glory, they do it to get to heaven, to have eternal salvation. That's what they do these crimes for, and it just shows you how they want that glory ahead of time. And maybe social media is now the place where we really need to turn our attention to start patrolling for this type of behavior, because these, I mean, what criminal worth his salt is going to go, hey, guess what, guys, I'm going to plan an attack right over here. So maybe this is what we need to do, knowing that the mindset of these guys is glory, eternal salvation, respect from the masses. That's what they're doing these types of crimes for.
Well, they were following one of them on social media, the FBI, and they said that, you know, nothing, there was no red flags, but obviously they didn't see it 20 minutes before the attack.
Mm. 20 minutes is a long time. I can't get a guy to commit to coffee 10 minutes ahead of time, right? Everybody's got to be spontaneous.
I'll just call you, I know.
But how do you monitor everyone?
That's the question, but there's got to be a smart way.
Is everybody a bad guy?
Monitoring.
I felt yesterday I was going through customs in Miami. I felt dirty for some reason or other, and I couldn't quite put my finger.
You have Jamaican in your suitcase.
No, but I'll tell you what I did have in my suitcase. I brought Charlotte with me.
Oh, that's cute.
Well, not anymore, because when I went through,
they made you dump her out.
No, they didn't
smoke her.
But I had to talk fast, because apparently the remains of whatever remains there are of her, or
the ashes,
come
across like a bomb.
Yes.
Yeah.
How did you know that?
Right, because they always check for rocks. When you and I went to Guam and we tried to bring some rocks home, they're like, ding, ding, ding. Hey,
can't bring the rocks home.
Right. So any kind of ashes, rocks, anything like that.
I didn't know that. Anyway, so.
Okay, can I make a suggestion for you to travel with Charlotte? Because I actually have a little knowledge here.
Okay.
My cousin, Sharon, her husband died three, 4 years ago. And she's very active still and likes to travel. And so she wants to take little bits of him places that they used to go together and sprinkle, you know, here and there, right?
Yeah, right.
You get a vial. You got to get a vial, Dougie.
Really?
You get a little vial, fill them up with a little bit of the ashes. Not the whole thing, just a little bit, and that's how you travel ashore, because then it doesn't set anything off.
They actually have necklaces.
Yeah.
Well, when somebody, they have those, and somebody gave me a bone that was hollowed out, and you could put her ashes in there.
No.
Wow.
Oh, stop capitalizing off the dead people.
All right, voodoo master.
Bone?
Speaking of that.
Witch doctor.
Watch this for a segue. The man who plays Big Bird is 81 years old. Did you know that?
No.
You see that? This guy's been in that costume for 45 years.
He looks really good for 81.
There's a documentary that is available on iTunes today.
Bird Talks.
It's I Am Big Bird is what the documentary is. And he says that he has to hold Big Bird's head up with his right hand, because the bird is 8'3".
Yeah.
And he has a monitor in his neck so that Mr. Spiney can see out to see what's going on. But I find that it's interesting because he's 80-something and he's playing the role of an object that's for children. In essence, right? And it sort of plays in a childish way.
And Big Bird's age is a child's age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Although he and Mr. Snuffle up my arm. Come on. Come on.
But really?
They're sharing enough.
You know.
Uh-huh.
Come on.
What goes on down at the end of Sesame Street?
They're a little funky on Sesame Street. You got Bert.
Sunny day.
Snuffy and
Big
Bird.
Clouds
guy living
away.
In
the can. The thing that happened last week at the Supreme Court that nobody's talking about. Last week was all about gay. That was the whole thing, right? Gay, gay, this, and gay marriage, that, gay.
Speaking of Bert and Ernie.
Well, there was something else that took place last week that I would like to spend a moment on because I like to talk about what everybody else is not talking about, and that is the debate over lethal injection and the protocol, say it again, Doug, the protocol that has people wondering how we could possibly continue to put people to death in this such an egregious way. That is, sticking a needle in their arm, causing them horrible pain, and then slow, horrible death. There has been a study done of the sorts of drugs that we keep talking about that don't seem to be able to get into people's arms, right, because they can't find a vein or there's some other stuff going on. Do you know that all this stuff is available in a capsule? All of these drugs are available in pill form. Why are we not using the pills?
Because they won't swallow them, dummy.
Won't swallow.
Why wouldn't they swallow them?
You spit it out.
You wouldn't do it.
Can't you put it in like a cat and stroke their throat? Hold their little head up and
put it inside of a treat.
Blow
there you go.
Here it is.
It's just a brownie. Eat it. That doesn't taste funny.
All right, so here's a better idea. You know how we have Super Beets and you dissolve it in the water?
Yeah.
You take this stuff and dissolve it in the water from the pills and you give it, hey, Fred, before you die, you want a drink?
Here's a shot of whiskey.
Martini, three olives?
I don't know. It just seems...
Attention to the way it's smoking.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, firing squad. I know I'm a girl and supposed to be very sympathetic, but I'm thinking that the firing squad is the nicest way to go about it.
Hi.
Put them up there. Wham, bam. Bye-bye.
Isn't it more of a punishment to keep them in jail for the rest of their lives?
Depends.
Well, I don't know.
Okay, they can wear Depends. I'm just thinking that would, you know, once you die, it's over. Shouldn't they have to pay their dues?
Well, what does the paying of dues require? Living in some of the circumstances in some of the prisons in our country is no real penalty.
I mean, look at the guy that killed Lacey Peterson, Scott Peterson. Mm-hmm. They showed him out on the court playing basketball, shirt off. He looks hot like he did before. He's exercising all the time. You know, okay, I'll go and play basketball. He offed his wife, and now he gets to play basketball the rest of his life. Yay.
I don't know. I can't get past the fact that you thought he was hot.
Oh, my God. Totally hot. I would have been a victim of his because he is hot. And anybody who said he's not is lying to themselves.
17 before the hour on Good Day. Jennifer will check the television news in a few moments. If you need to keep bugs out of your home, and who doesn't, keep them away from your family. When I went to my friend Gordon's house for dinner on Sunday night, he had like 14 dogs all over the place, and they all had fleas.
Oh, God.
And everything about me itched. I don't know that I had any flea bites, but I just was watching them. So I'm going to send him some Cedar Side, non-toxic answer to the problem of bugs, fleas, ticks. This is using cedar oil to make organic pest control solutions that kill and repel bed bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, mites, scorpions, roaches, and more. I'm a scorpion.
You're a Scorpio, Dougie.
Oh, that's right.
Wow. Yeah.
But Scorpios could be considered scorpions in some circles. Cedar Side is all the products you need to keep your family, your pets, your home, your lawn, insect and chemical free. So here's what you do to find out what's available. Go to Cedar Side, CedarSide, CedarSide.com. Use the coupon code Doug for free shipping. Isn't it cool the way we've got all these coupon codes with Doug on them, the Cedar Side thing? And the folks who are going to be along a little bit to talk about Squatty Potty, all use Doug, and you're going to be way ahead in life, folks. Or even if it's easier, call 800-842-1464. But my guess is it'd be kind of fun to go to CedarSide.com and use the code Doug for free shipping, or you can call and order Cedar Side products, 800-842-1464.
Severe storm season is here, and recent studies show that the cleanup and repair from a lengthy power outage due to severe weather can cost homeowners more than if they'd taken preventive steps to prepare their home before the storm. Amanda Grandy with Briggs & Stratton has more.
The cost of being without power can include spoiled food, basement water damage, appliance repairs, and even extended hotel stays. In fact, homeowners can incur costs from a single prolonged power outage that are equal to several times the cost of investing in a standby generator.
Any other advantages to backup power?
A standby generator can give families peace of mind after a hurricane or severe storm. New technology is making backup power more affordable, and today's compact units can quickly pay for themselves. Installing a home standby generator ensures that these losses don't happen every time a storm knocks out your power.
For more information, go to BriggsandStratton.com. That's BriggsandStratton.com. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
They say every healthy relationship should have a balance of predictability and spontaneity. In fact, it is that assurance of security that makes the spontaneous possible. Your relationship with your car should be a little like that, too. With our industry-leading unlimited mileage warranty, your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz instills a sense of confidence. You drive away knowing that you can keep driving for up to 3 years and never have to worry about the miles. Add to that our complimentary prepaid maintenance on select models, and your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz becomes the ultimate carefree escape vehicle. Only during the Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned sales event going on now through June 1st can you receive your first 2 months' payments on us on select models, plus 3 months of SiriusXM satellite radio. So hurry in today. It might just be the most predictable spur-of-the-moment decision you've ever made.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, 500 business cards for just $9.99. What's more, you can choose between hundreds of designs or upload your own and customize them easily. And because they're from Vistaprint.com, the cards are of top quality and your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. So visit Vistaprint.com today and get 500 shots at turning your dream into reality. Hurry, because this offer won't last long. To get your 500 business cards for just $9.99, go to Vistaprint.com, click on the link in the upper right corner, and use promo code 1000. That's Vistaprint.com. Click on the link in the upper right corner and use promo code 1000.
This is Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year. That's why Kmart is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
I just felt awkward coming on the show.
Oh, please. No.
So soon after our affair ended.
Please keep your mouth shut about that.
Meryl Streep joking about being on the David Letterman program, part of the Letterman special, which I'm going to bet Jennifer will do fairly well in the ratings.
Absolutely. I tried to start watching it, Dougie. I tried, but it's on my DVR. And it chronicles everything, his whole career, his whole time leading up to the Late Show. And, you know, it's an end of an era for late night with Carson and Leno and David Letterman. And it's a bummer a little bit, but I think good things ahead for David Letterman.
All right. The Muppets in the news, television news today.
Yeah, so I had to start with this one, Dougie, because I know you are a fan of all of the Muppets, and they're appearing in skits and in other online videos with several YouTube stars, some of them that even got to interview the president, like Hank Green. Included in that list, Tompkins, Lindsey Stirling, Elliot Morgan, John and Hank Green, they'll all be visiting with the Muppets. The videos were filmed on location at the YouTube Space LA, which is a new production facility operated by YouTube in West LA. So kind of a fun collaboration there for YouTube and the Muppets. Now, the History Channel is starting a lot of programming for the summer. Their summer series will be anchored with a miniseries, Texas Rising. That'll start this week. And then some new nonfiction series that are going to join the schedule over the next couple of months. The newcomers on the slate include veterans like American Pickers, Counting Cars, and Mountain Men. That'll all start this summer, actually at 9 p.m. with the premiere of American Pickers. Isn't that a great name? Fun to say. American Pickers.
Pickers.
Downton Abbey is going to come to an end. We've been talking about that after season 6.
That's a shame. That's a great show. I love it.
It is a great show, and it really started, I think it started this interest in these period pieces that have become really popular. The series creator is Julian Fellowes, and apparently he's not done exploring those past eras on the small screen. He's working on some new shows called Dr. Thorne for ITV and NBC's The Gilded Age.
Oh, yeah? Geez, yeah. Jen, 51 after.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatiArmor.com. Come and take it.
Technology. 53 after the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Tech Talk time with Greg Steffen, who is the tech editor at Men's Health Magazine. We started a conversation about that new email tool available for Gmail users called Crystal, but there were more questions at the end of the conversation than there were answers, so we will find out what the problem is with Crystal from Greg's point of view and how it may invade your privacy. So if you're tempted to use Crystal, wait! Don't do it! For 60 seconds at least!
Now, Teeth Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here, there's a way to entice Lady Luck, but she'll only respond if you play by her rules. So if you want to be luckier in all things life, here's the easy science of it. When it comes to Lady Luck, you got to work with her, not against her. Here's how. Watch out for brief lucky happenings, because little brief lucky moments can add up to wins. For instance, did you get through the customer service without having to wait? Did you get a parking space right up front? Did you find small change in the parking lot? Well, when several lucky events happen on the same day, it's time to enter the lottery. On those days when nothing goes right, don't tempt fate. What's the cheap psychological trick?
On those days, you experience good luck. It's okay to ask Lady Luck for more. Got a comment? Contact me at drbuck.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Today on App Check, Sky Gamblers is a World War I aerial combat game in 3D. Fly solo or multiplayer. Totally worth the $5. Sky Gamblers. It's a hit.
The Movie Man. 6-second review starts now.
Ex Machina is a smart, cool, stylish, great-looking movie. Hashtag sexy robot. The Man.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers, Age of Ultron. Now playing in theaters.
Greg Stebbin here with Molly Page and Ken Kessler and me on the crystal phenom. I can't see anything about this that is anything other than disaster. You tell us what you think, though.
My word would have been creepy.
Creepy,
so
okay.
You put crystal, you connect it to your Gmail, and then as, let's say you were writing me an email, it would actually tell you as you were writing, oh, don't say that to Greg. Here's a better way to say it to Greg, because Greg, I'm now reading my profile from Crystal. Greg is very relationship focused, builds trust quickly, and appreciates open, casual conversation.
I didn't know that.
So when emailing Greg, use an emoticon, use emotionally expressive language, but don't ask him something that will require a long, thoughtful response.
In other words, you're not that smart.
Yeah, I think that was the implication.
But this is something that, like, if I were emailing someone I didn't know, and I had a friend who did know that person, and I was talking to them on the phone and said, oh, hey, I'm going to email Steve. I don't know him at all. How should I phrase this?
Yes.
Isn't it kind of like that? They go, oh, he only likes really short sentences. Don't ask him to elaborate.
No, you don't have to send him anything except a picture of you in your glasses. That's it. Don't send him anywhere. Just send him a picture of you in your glasses.
I mean, yes, it is kind of like that, except let's step back and realize that the friend you just called for advice hasn't created a profile that it will share publicly with the whole world on everyone in the world.
You know what's fascinating about this? If you put the creepy part of it aside, that somebody was smart enough to figure out how to do this, make software that could grab all this information in an instant from whatever sources there are around, and the fact that when they set Google up, they are tracking through their own devices whatever it is that you're doing, so when somebody writes to you, they'll know more about you based on what Google has tracked. I may not want somebody to know some of the things about me, right?
That's exactly what they've done, and that's really one of the points here is, as far as I can tell, there's no way for you, Doug, to say to Crystal, hey, I don't want you to have, you need to erase my profile. I don't want you to be telling people those things about me.
And so what happens, like a stalker that you can't break up with.
Yeah, and what happens if, let's say, you're up for a job,
yeah,
and they look at your profile, and without ever talking to you, they decide you're not right for the job because of what Crystal has projected about you.
Mm-hmm. And who can you sue? A website? Or
well,
a
maybe.
Piece of software? There's some smart lawyer who's already working on a class action lawsuit to grab some serious dough from Google. I don't know that Google thought this all the way through yet, but they have so much money. What would be a couple of hundred million dollar settlement for those who would be aggrieved? I don't want anything to do with it.
Lawyer just to shut up.
You got to sign up for this, though, right?
Well, it will look for a profile, create a profile on anyone it can find information on.
Yeah.
You have to sign up to use it. It's a free PIM model. You can use basic parts for free.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. or the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.